Chapter 42. The following is an eyewitness account by a sea otter maid.
My name is Sleeve. I am a slave born and bred in the fortress of King Arganu at Riftguard. I know no other place. It is a hard and cruel life. My mother and father died here when I was very young. We bend our backs to the whips of rat guards, working from before dawn until long after dusk. We are always hungry. I was taught to write by an old squirrel called Rufo, who is gone now, slain by a princess of the royal blood. It was he who used to recite the slave's lot to me. I can still recall the words as he spoke them. Bend your back beneath the lash. Straighten it and feel some more. Sleep and wake, work and starve. That is what a slave is for. Speak in whispers, never smile. Serve the masters, bow your head. The only time a slave is free is when that slave is dead. Yet I can remember the first day I really smiled. The day when three slaves stole a royal ship and escaped. My heart leapt within me to know that they had gone from Riftguard and all its miseries. I charged forward with no weapon but my paws and teeth, me and many others. We stopped the rat guards from capturing those brave three, but then we were outnumbered. Drufo was slain, and I was beaten senseless. They threw us in the dungeons beneath Riftguard and locked us there, starving for many days. Yet we smiled. We laughed, because three of our number had found liberty and lived. Later, I was one of the group who carried food aboard that monstrous freebooter ship, the Sea Scab. I saw the princess screaming with rage, vowing to bring the fugitives back and punish them. I saw Riggan the slave catcher come aboard with Captain Rifton. I saw the wicked Prince Blad join the ship. My heart sank within me. How could three half-starved slaves on a little vessel escape such a dreadful force? But hope lives in every living thing, even a slave. We would whisper together as we toiled all day beneath the whips. We would dream every night as we were locked inside to sleep on stone floors. Where were our three friends, Triss, Shog and Welfo? Had they really escaped? Were they living in some sunny, peaceful place? I would join them in my dreams, wandering through summery green woodlands, singing and laughing, with plenty of good food and soft mossy banks where they could lie at night, gazing up at the stars in an open sky. Sleep can be glorious freedom to a slave if the dreams are beautiful. But then the guards come banging and shouting, then you are forced into a waking nightmare. We were put to work on the king's new idea, a stone tower on the cliff tops where he could watch for the sea scab's return.